The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Listener, Obscura is supported by people like you. And this month is the best month ever to join the Patreon. Because at the end of the month, I'm going to release an extra large black label. Think 2+ hours long. And beyond that, you get access to a massive backlog of bonus episodes. Hours and hours of Obscura content not released to the main feed. So head over to patreon.com/obscurecrimepodcast to get access to bonus episodes, bonus content, and even merch. That's patreon.com/obscurecrimepodcast. Thank you.
The videos you're about to watch are horrendous. They're exceptionally difficult to see. If I were not required to release them under the Inspection of Public Records Act, I would not. One thing I want to say on the record is that Officer Hernandez did nothing wrong. It could have happened to any of us, including me. The first video you will see is a surveillance video from the property. It will track Silva as he sees the police unit at the intersection and then moves to the canopy to wait for Officer Hernandez. He deliberately placed himself there to ambush Jonah. The second video is Officer Hernandez's body camera. The video starts when he's at the intersection of Valley and Amador. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
February 11th, 2024, 4:49 p.m., Las Cruces, New Mexico. Officer Jonah Hernandez is responding to a trespassing call on the 300 block of South Valley Drive. The property has a history of vandalism, break-ins, arson, erratic behavior, and drug use. Just a little earlier, the property owner called 911 requesting a trespass order. I'm going to play the 911 call here.
So dispatch operator 409, how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a concern here. My husband and I own a business.
Okay.
And at the moment it's vacant.
Okay.
But we've been having a lot of trouble with homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, they have broken windows, and, you know, I've reported and everything. But now, yesterday, my husband told the guy that he could not stay there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to right there by the door. And so he left, but we cleaned up syringes, you know, where he's got syringes. Like, he's, I don't know what he's doing, but anyway, and food and all kinds of stuff. So we cleaned it up, and we're not there right now, but a friend of ours that just passed by says that he's back. Is there any way that I can have one of the officers that may be riding by there confront him?
Sure. And it's the same person from yesterday, you believe?
I believe so.
Okay. Would you like him officially trespassed from your property?
What do you mean?
So if the officers make contact with him, they can issue him what's called a trespass warning, and if he is caught back on the property, he can be arrested.
Okay, yes, because we do have signs all over the place that say private property, you know, no trespassing, stuff like that.
How's it going, boss?
Under a blue sky, filled with picturesque white clouds, Officer Hernandez approaches Acide Armando Silva. As Silva stands, Hernandez announces, "How's it going, boss?" The tranquility of this scene will not last long. Armando Silva is wearing a black Adidas hoodie and black sweats. He's bearded and wearing a beanie.
You been staying here for a while? What's up? Is this your place? So you're the one who called? You're the one who called?
I called.
Huh?
After a small exchange with Officer Hernandez, questioning the suspect, Armando Silva unsheaths a large knife and lunges for the officer. Hernandez is thrown off balance and Silva is immediately on top of him. The knife plunges deep and repeatedly into the officer as he screams in a mixture of fear and pain. Before long, blood begins to spray in a fountain from Officer Hernandez. Armando Silva, clearly not right in his mind, tells Hernandez that he's not even real. But then, something happens. Isaiah Astorga, age 29, is driving with his girlfriend when he sees the attack. Without hesitating, he pulls up to the scene and pulls his sidearm. Like out of a dream, the knife-wielding man tells Isaiah that he's not even real too. He draws his knife towards the good guy with a gun, and before he can even charge, Isaiah tells his girl to call 911.
He's not even real. Fuck you. Want to go down too, bitch? What? Call 911.
And why should she call 911? Because Isaiah knows that Armando Silva is going to need a body bag.
Fucking drop it! Call 911!
Isaiah turns to his partner one last time to tell her to call 911. Turns and sees that Armando is somehow still standing after three shots and drops him with one last shot for good measure. Listen closely and you can hear the killer's final yelp in protest as he hits the dirt. Unfortunately, Isaiah is too late. By the time he turns his attention to helping the downed officer, he's quickly fading.
At the Doc Debbie Center, this guy is beating up this cop. My boyfriend just shot him. 335 Valley, 335 Valley, please hurry. Please,
so he was fighting with a cop?
No, this guy was beating up this cop and we drove by. So my boyfriend, 335 Valley, please hurry. Please, 335 Valley, please.
Where's the officer at?
The officer's down. My boyfriend's trying to put her. Please.
Okay, listen.
No, my boyfriend's the guy responding.
Okay,
he's fine.
Listen, just stay on the phone, okay?
The officer stabbed in the neck. Oh, my God. Is he okay?
Is the officer okay?
No, he's bleeding really bad. He was stabbed in the neck.
Where's the guy at?
The guy that stabbed him is down. My boyfriend shot him three times.
I thank you guys for helping him, okay?
Yeah.
Officer down, officer down.
Officer, hey, where are you bleeding? Shit. Hey, stay with me. Hey, sir, officer, hey, fuck. Yeah, I shot him like 3 or 4 times. He's stabbed in the neck really bad.
Where's the radio?
Right here. Okay. Shit. No.
Civilian Crystal BD.
No, he's bleeding really bad. He was stabbed.
Come on, brother.
Neck.
Brother, please just stay with us, man.
Hey. Stay with us, man. Shit.
I need his radio, man.
He's got really bad right in the neck, right where my hand is.
Officer down. Where are we at? Valley and Amador? At the Tip Top Trailer Shop?
Tip Top Trailer.
Hey.
Officer down.
Fuck. Stay awake. Stay with us, man. Stay with us.
Turn him on his side, brother, because he's choking on his blood. Turn him on his side.
Okay. Will you help me turn him over?
Yeah, I got
pressure on his neck.
I got you. Hey, Gendler, brother. Please hang in there.
I saw him attack him, and I just grabbed my gun and I ran over here.
Brother, please stay with us, man.
Stay with us, man.
I'm a former cop. I made it. You can make it too. Officer down.
I think there's another wound on the back of his head.
We're at Amador. Valley, officer down. Valley and Amador. Right here. To your right.
Shit. Stay with us, man. You're going to be okay. I've got you, all right?
I thought we got officers en route.
Hey, there's a big gash in the back of his head. Hey, it's okay, man. Go back.
Who's your boyfriend? He's your boyfriend.
Go back to the car. His neck. I've got pressure on his neck.
Put him on his side.
Obscura is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listener, I have to admit, as I get older, I can be a bit of a loner. I find that large gatherings can leave me feeling exhausted. Yet, we all have responsibilities. Sometimes you have to be an adult, put yourself out there. That said, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery life. I've personally spoken with therapists during hard periods in my life. They've helped me get my head straight and confront my grief head on. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/obscura. Again, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today and get 10% off your first month. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventure, and the challenges she overcame. The book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Personally, I love my life in a book. I tried it with my mom, and I've heard stories I'd never heard before because, you know, they just never came up naturally in conversation. It's easy to use, and my favorite part is it's given me more of an excuse to talk to my mom more. You know, it's not always easy to come up with those on your own. Listener, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code Obscura at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code Obscura for 10% off today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Officer Jonah Hernandez, age 35, of El Paso, Texas, died on February 11, 2024, due to injuries received in the line of duty. He is survived by his wife, Yasina Lopez, and his two sons, Sebastian Hernandez and Joaquin Hernandez. A celebration of life was held on February 21, 2024, at Abundant Living Faith Center. Hundreds of people showed. Bagpipes were played, prayers read, songs sung. Many spoke at length to the well-meaning and kind-natured character of Jonah Hernandez. I'm going to play for you his widow's speech and dedication to her late husband. I'll admit that my eyes did not stay dry for long while listening to her beautifully spoken words.
Now, I know it's a cliche to talk about when we first met, or how we first saw each other, but I'm gonna do it. When I first saw Jonah, I didn't speak to him, and I went home and I thought about it. But I was lucky that 2 weeks later, we noticed each other again, and I wasn't gonna let him go again like I did the first day. So I worked up the courage, and I asked him to join us at our booth. Which he did, stumbling, but he did. As the night went on, I wanted to get to know him more. So I asked for his number, and I texted him the following day. We saw each other every day for the following week. And at the end, he asked me on a date, officially, and asked me to be his girl. That's how he would say it. And that's how it all started. Jonah and I shared over 11 years together. We enjoyed life like we were kids. It was a nonstop adventure with my best friend. Now, marriage comes with troubling times, as we all know. From spending nights at the hospital together when he had emergency surgery, or from having to be apart because he was working away from us, or him, the amazing man he was, being by my side through the times where I was too sick to even get to bed, where I had to be carried to bed. And he did it almost every night. He did it the Sunday before he left us too. I was sick. And on Sundays he'd come over, have coffee. I gave him his Valentine's Day gift early because Joaquin couldn't wait to open it. We built the puzzle together. We just talked. We had a beautiful morning. He knew I was too sick to move again. He always knew when I was really bad. He picked me up from the cushion I was laying on. He carried me to bed that morning, and he tucked me in like he always did. We did that for each other, and he did it for me that morning, and I love him for it. No, he was a wonderful husband. And we also shared a lot of joy and love, a lot of it. Our home was filled with laughter from his constant joking and random dance parties in our PJs, no matter what, always having a good time with our kids. Bastian got to see a lot of that. I never imagined loving someone as much as I love Jonah. He showed me a sense of peace and safety I had never known before. I always told him this. I could follow him blindly and know that I would be safe. I felt his love even through our hard times, which one way or another we always overcame. In all our years together, I was constantly amazed by his strength and his heart of gold. Biggest heart. Despite the circumstances in his life, or the circumstances that life gave him, he persevered and accomplished what he set his mind to. We all knew he was really good. From being an electrician to achieving his dreams of becoming a police officer, and above all else, being an amazing father to our boys. He was the perfect example of what a good father should be. And I'm so happy that our boys will never wonder or doubt if he loved them, because he expressed his love to them each day through his actions and his kind words. Being a dad overshadowed every accomplishment he ever made. And it was his greatest joy, our oldest, Bastian, wasn't able to define his favorite memory with his daddy in his words. I have no favorite memory. They were all good. And that's what Jonah did for them. I know he was an amazing officer. He was a quick electrician. A beautiful son who loved his family, and a wonderful husband. We all know that. But above all, he was an amazing dad. And that was his joy. That was everything to him. Jonah gave me the most beautiful gifts I have ever received. He gave me Sebastian and Joaquin. Now his legacy will continue in their hearts, and we will carry his love with all of us forever. Thank you.
Isaiah Astorga was not charged for the fatal shooting death of Armando Silva. That should go without saying, but it's worth making clear. The chief of police made a declaration and request of change with both short and long-term goals. For short-term, Phil Las Cruces Police Department positions. LCPD has 25 vacancies as of March 1st, 2024. Replace or implement new ordinances to help aid officers in their response and benefit the community. Establish a real-time crime center For long term, address competency issues in court to reduce the number of cases dismissed due to people being deemed incompetent. In the last 3 years, 576 cases were dismissed from municipal court on the grounds of incompetency. Address bail reform. Address the fentanyl and meth crisis. Chief Story spoke on the number of repeat offenders police in Las Cruces have to deal with, having this to say: it is crime, arrest, release. That is the cycle we're seeing.
This is just one more agonizing reminder of the brokenness of the New Mexico criminal justice system.
At just 18 years old, Silva was charged with a misdemeanor possession of marijuana. Although he pled guilty, he had a deferred sentence that dropped the charges if he followed the court's instructions. That charge was dropped in May 2015. But then in August of 2015, he was charged with kidnapping and aggravated battery against a household member. For this, he was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 2 years of parole. Fast forward to October 2019, a parole officer found Silva with meth, charging Silva with the possession of a controlled substance. Yet again, on November 2022, charges dropped, citing witnesses not available to testify. This is the area where the latest incident with Silva happened. According to court documents, Silva was part of a court behavioral health program when he was living at one of these trailer parks. Those court documents show a man was trying to help Silva fix a leaky toilet when he allegedly struck him. In April 2023, battery charges are again dismissed. Court records say this is because of a missed appearance by a Doña Ana County deputy. But according to the Doña Ana County Sheriff, Kim Stewart, that's not really the case.
And all I want to make clear is you can even see by the disposition on New Mexico case lookups that it says it was the prosecutor who failed to appear. But the readers need to be a little bit careful about drawing conclusions about this.
In the meantime, the Las Cruces police chief says they are focused on healing while the community grieves the loss of Officer Hernandez.
Listener, Minecraft is a game with a dark reputation, at least for those that have paid attention. In the future, I plan on creating a more expansive episode covering the game's ability to attract some of the world's most depraved people. But for now, just understand that what you're about to hear isn't as surprising for those in the know. Moving on, today's episode is about a Minecraft content creator and a streamer named Uber. Uber with the E stylized with a 3. I'm only going to call him by his username in this episode due to the nature of his allegations and the ultimate outcome of the situation he put himself in. Now, Uber gained popularity for discovering a trick involved in something called Minecraft Parkour. The trick was his ability to jump 5 blocks in the game. I won't delve into too many details surrounding this trick or Minecraft itself, because this isn't a gaming podcast, but suffice to say, the trick in question was a big deal, enough to give him internet notice, 20,000 YouTube subscribers, and a popular Discord channel.
Jumping. One of the most important parts of Minecraft. Whether you're jumping into the end portal to try and beat the game, or you're just jumping up a hill, you've probably pressed your spacebar quite a few times. You may have pressed your spacebar to start playing this video. And pretty much every single person who has ever owned a Minecraft account has heard of parkour. Parkour is one of those games, I guess, that have been around since essentially the beginning of Minecraft. You jump from one block to another. There's many different types of parkour, whether it's ladder parkour or fence parkour, but basically the simplest part of parkour, or jumping in general in Minecraft, is how far you can jump. Or is it? How far can you actually jump in Minecraft? Without help, without speed, without ice, no tricks, just running and then jumping from one block to another, horizontally. I know what you're probably thinking right now. Duh, it's 4 blocks. I know that. I've played Minecraft for a long time. I just bought Minecraft and it's 4 blocks. I've played parkour. Everybody talks about the quad jump, the 4 block jump, the longest jump in Minecraft. And I search the internet and everybody pretty much seems to agree. Literally everywhere it says 4 blocks. Reddit, Minecraft forums, even Stack Overflow, which is for developers. Sam. How many blocks can you jump in Minecraft? How far can you jump? If no help, you're just sprinting. Four?
Four.
You sure?
Positive.
But what if I told you it wasn't? What if I told you that it's actually five blocks?
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
American Criminal is a new true crime podcast from the studio behind American Scandal and American History Tellers. Every week, you'll fall deeper into the riveting stories of the country's most clever, craven, and cruel criminals. Fraud, theft, murder, and worse. Whatever the case, whoever the criminal, you don't know the whole story until now. The debut season tackles one of the most sensational cases of the 20th century, the Menendez murders. In 1989, young Lyle and Eric Menendez brutally shot their own parents. Prosecutors and the press said it was a multi-million dollar inheritance that led two greedy rich kids to murder. But the picture-perfect facade this Hollywood family built hid troubling abuse. Could these teenagers have been driven to kill? Or was it even in self-defense? Listen now. Go to AmericanCriminal.com or search for and follow American Criminal wherever you get your podcasts.
You following? Now, what is Discord, you ask? It's a popular chat client. Obscura has one. I highly recommend hopping in the channel if you like. But Uber's Discord channel? There were things darker going on in there. And we'll get to that. So, let's jump ahead a little. After a spot with a major YouTuber named Dream, you may have heard of him, Uber began attracting negative attention, to say the least.
Been taken out of context.
Dude, I don't care who takes what out of context. I literally am just trying to, like, show people that Dream sucks, and I pretty much accomplished that from the views of Happy Heart's video. And honestly, Dream promoting that only makes it better, because then more people will realize, wait a minute, Dream's a shit person.
Right.
And, like, the smart people, like, obviously there's the kids who are going to be fans no matter what. But, like, smart people who make their own decisions and, like, own ideas, they're going to watch those two videos and be like, damn, Dream's a retard. And then, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that on stream, but listen.
The attention eventually resulted in our first peek behind the curtain into what was going on with Uber. Seth PRG, a friend of Uber, made a post addressing Uber and his behavior. Quote, 2 years ago, I never thought I'd make a video like this. A guy who used to be my friend, Uber, a very popular parkour YouTuber, and once partner from my server, Omega Parkour, a guy that I defended through a lot of things, like the Dream drama. It's been recently revealed that he is a pedophile. I've sat here for a month with the parkour community, trying to reach out to him and get him to fix his behavior. Whether it be suggesting professional help to Uber or giving him chances to leave the community and improve, but he threw it all away. It's revealing now to look back at his, quote, jokes in the past, which is what everyone in the community wrote them off as, and see just how messed up of a person he is. It makes me sad that I couldn't do anything to help him, and for a long time, I really thought he was my friend. But what pushed me to make this video is that now, instead of leaving the community forever, like he said he would, he came back to harass me, my friends, and the community he grew up in, all because he thinks it's funny. Whether or not he claims everything he's done is and was an irony, the fact of the matter is that it was extremely vile in nature, and a decent bit of it was posted publicly. There is a line that you shouldn't cross there, especially with his audience being mostly young kids. We can't let him get away with this and continue his behavior. I hope this time we can stand up against him and do the right thing. The video mentioned in the quote has since been removed from YouTube, but the content of the description is alarming enough. Now, Let's get into some of the Discord logs. In two screenshots, Newt, a member of the Parkour Minecraft community, calls out Uber for sending them child abuse images. Quote, "There's CP in our chat. And he said, look how willing he is. And Uber said, look how willing she is. I don't have his chat open, so send me the Uber server so I can open. Yeah, I just couldn't care because I was depressed and needed someone to talk to. He was always there. But he has told me about how there was a girl on Instagram that's 13, and he printed out a picture of her and came on it, and then sent a pic of the photo cummed on. Yes, listener, you heard that right. Uber was printing out pictures of minors, ejaculating on them, and sending pictures of his work to other users on Discord. Once this came out, Uber became defensive and told his mods to ban anyone in the server who had exposed him. Uber, doubling down on his behavior, confronts a minor who he DM'd with in the past. And the minor responds, quote, I don't know, kinda sus though. You just talking to some 15-year-old? Uber responds, quote, you asked me to rate you, so I rated you. The minor replies, clown, still, you trying to go to jail? Uber replies, I haven't said anything sexual, and I didn't know you were 15. The minor responds, I told you, dead ass. And Uber finishes with, God damn it, I think this is why I'm going to fucking jail. It's because of a retard like you. Now, jail, you might ask. Why would he be going to jail? You may think it's due to the disturbing interactions with minors. Well, according to Seth PRG, Uber was under investigation for threatening to bomb his school. Uber initially agreed to seek psychiatric help, but then backstepped and sent his entire community this message. Quote, the Geo incident. I nutted on a picture of an underage girl. The Newt document. Myself and another user were harassing an underage mentally ill girl. Screen sharing CP. Myself and another user were jerking off to CGI child rape and torture. The parkour community is all pedophiles. People just want to cancel whoever gets better e-pussy. Every accusation against me is true, but extremely exaggerated, since everyone is just mad I was getting better e-puss than them. This community is why I'm leaving forever. Peace out, you glue-drinking N-slurs and F-slurs. Uber eventually deleted that comment and his entire Discord server, but like all extremely online people, he just couldn't stay away. A new Discord was created and he attempted to play the irony card, claiming it was all said for humor. Through the years, many receipts were built up that aren't all worth reading here, but the gist of it is that Uber has a history of defending prolific pedophiles, including noted racist and pedophile Maximilian Muss. The evidence stacking up against Uber wasn't painting a pretty picture. And listener, these are the people that seem to inhabit the community of Minecraft servers, a disturbing mixture of predators and children, left unmonitored in a Wild West hosted by Microsoft. Uber continued to post videos to his YouTube channel, though he turned on a filter to remove negative comments that may expose him to the unaware. On Uber's new Discord, he asked his Discord members to mass report Seth PRG's video for sexual content to get it removed from YouTube. In since removed videos that Uber uploaded, he went on the offensive against Seth PRG and claimed again that his interest in child abuse images and talking with minors was all one big misunderstanding. A joke, you see. Listener, are you laughing yet? Reputation destroyed. Accusations piling up. Uber was a disgrace to the community. The community that he helped grow. With his unchecked mental health issues, he must have felt like he had nowhere else to go. So, he decided to kill himself on livestream. The method of suicide, you may ask. It's called the night-night method, and it's intended to be painless. The method requires Gorilla Tape or a tree ratchet. Uber opted for the tree ratchet. Then, you need two sack hole bags. In the video I will play for you soon, Uber puts the bags over his head and tried to make sure the tree ratchet covered his internal carotid and vertebral arteries. His head pokes through the top of the bag so you can see his face. Uber cinches the ratchet closed. Now, what is supposed to happen here is that the blood flowing to his brain should cut off, and he should pass out dying painlessly. But, reading through a pro-suicide forum, I believe that he may have caught the tree ratchet over his windpipe, and instead, strangled to death. I'm going to finish today's video with the last minutes of Uber's life. The audio is not pleasant. In fact, it's downright disturbing. I've had nightmares that feature the moans and gurgles you will hear if you choose to stick around. If you are second-guessing this decision, even for a moment, I suggest leaving now. Still here? All right, let's get on with it. And thus ends the life of a Minecraft pedophile and predator. I can't say he'll be missed.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.